Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller. We start the show today by talking about three Wisconsin card games, Cribbage, Sheep's Head, and Euchre. And a couple of guests for you. One of them, Dave Olazek, is a member of the Last Thursday of the Month Club, which meets to play Sheep's Head in Cudahy. He's also a regular at Cribbage tournaments around the state. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you. But that Thursday night tournament that you quoted me on, it's no longer being held in Cudahy. Right now we play on Monday nights at a place called Buena Vista on 76th in Oklahoma. It starts at 6 p.m. So that Thursday night tournament, I guess the guy that ran that bar that we played at on the last Thursday of the month didn't want us anymore for some reason.
Well, we can talk some more about that, but I want to also introduce our other guest, Hayden Onish. Hayden is president of the UW-Madison Euchre Club. Hayden, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You haven't gotten kicked out of any taverns, have you?
Not yet. I can safely say that.
Okay. So as you listen to Dave and Hayden today, I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments or maybe experiences to share about Cribbage or Sheep's Head or Euchre. Maybe you've got some good advice for new card players. Maybe you can talk strategy a little bit around the card table. Join in. The number's 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Well, I played all three of those games, especially Euchre. I played Euchre an awful lot. But what makes card games so much fun?
I think with most card games, it's definitely the social aspect. It's kind of hard to not just want to sit down and play with friends or whenever you have some spare time. It's just a Friday night after a fish fry in Wisconsin, just to go hang out with grandparents or family and just play cards. I think that's kind of the main reason why you would want to play games like that.
Yeah. Dave, what do you think? Hayden, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's basically why I play. I play Sheep's Head on Mondays and I play Cribbage on Fridays.
Okay, well, Sheep's Head, my dad was a pretty good Sheep's Head player, and I was not, and I haven't played now for a long time, and it's a complicated game. I think it originated, in Middle Europe during the 18th century, but Dave, could you give us an overview of Sheep's Head? How do you play the game, and how do you win?
Well, Sheep's Head, Euchre, and Pinochle are very similar games. Only they talk about trump. Trump is the same every hand. The trump is the same. Queens, jacks, and all diamonds are trump, and that never changes. The rest of the cards, we only play with 32 cards, and obviously the best hand is four queens and two black jacks is a perfect hand, like a 28 hand in cribbage. Doesn't happen very often. And queens and jacks are probably the best hand if you can get a couple of queens, a couple of jacks, and maybe a diamond. The trick is to get 61 points if you pick the blind, and 60 for the picker is a loss. There's 120 points if you count up the points. Queens are 3, jacks are 2, aces are 11, tens are 10, and the rest of the cards don't mean anything. They're a non-score.
You know, I bet you've experienced this. I'm going to go back to my early college days. I worked in summers building houses, and we were in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin for a whole summer building some houses, and we stayed at King George's and Queen Millie's Hotel. And there were some guys, some older fellas, that played Sheep's Head there every day. I think every time I came in, they'd be sitting there playing, and they would get about 2/3 of the way through a hand, and they'd know exactly what was going to happen.
That's about right.
And it was a lot of fun to just kind of sit there and watch them play. And Euchre is kind of the reason, I guess some would say the modern day card decks use jokers. Talk about Euchre, and I'll give you my experience with Euchre. In high school, I was the first one on the bus. There were four of us that were on first and the school bus, and we'd go to the back two rows and play Euchre because we had about an hour before we got to school every day. So I played a lot of Euchres early on in my life. But tell us about Euchre. What's the main idea there for those who don't know?
Euchre, I've always heard, is very close to sheepshead, although I've never played. We use 24 cards, actually, with 9 and up. So unlike Sheep's Head, you have a rotating trump that can be called based on somebody's hand. So whenever, say, diamonds is trump, for example, you have the jack of diamonds, then the jack of hearts would be your left bower, and then I go ace, king, queen, 10, 9 down. And it's the first you're playing with a partner, and it's the first team out of your team and another team to reach 10 points. There is 5 cards per hand. The goal of it is to get at least 3 to score a point. If you get all 5, you get 2 points. And if you call trump, but the opposing team takes minimum 3, they get 2 points, and that would be getting euchred, actually.
Yeah. Or you can play it alone sometimes, one player.
Or you can play it alone.
And win 4 points.
Yep.
How'd you get into it? I mean, is this something you've done your whole life? Or?
I would say it's been pretty close to my whole life. I learned from a very young age, almost every family gathering, it would be very difficult to not have some sort of tournament set up. Usually on weekends and stuff, whenever I have spare time, my dad and I would go over to my grandparents and play them quite frequently. And I learned that my grandmother was a very good trash talker from that as well. So it's always just a lot of fun. I just play constantly. Whenever we have off time, we always try to find a way to get a game going in some sort.
Well, we've got some callers online with some experiences or questions, so let's go there. Elaine in Middleton. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. The family that I married into is Austrian and German, and I met my husband when I was 16. We play Schnapsen, and it's played with a special deck of cards that we get from Germany, and there is a very battered old notebook that has all the rules written down by a relative that lives over there. So whenever there's a decision to be made about who's getting the rules right, we got to pull out that old leafed notebook.
Well, so it's called Schnapsen?
Schnapsen. Schnapsen, like schnapps, the alcoholic beverage.
Oh, Schnapsen. Okay, well.
Traditionally, if you win the round, you have to take a shot. That way you get worse, so the other person has a better shot.
Well, I don't know. Hayden or Dave? Well, probably Dave might be more familiar with it, but maybe Hayden is too. Dave, do you know that game? Schnapsen?
Never heard of it.
Never
heard of it. And my family got together. My dad had 6 brothers, 7 boys in the family. And I learned sheepshead when I was probably 9 or 10 years old, watching these Cudahy Polacks, like we called them, play sheepshead. It was like you said, it was a little complicated at first before you could figure it out. But once you figure it out, like I say, that Monday night, a little tournament we have, a $10 entry fee. We had 8 tables on Monday at 5 to a table. And once a year, obviously we didn't play last year because of the COVID, but it's on this year at the Wisconsin Dells. There's a white big tournament there, and the year before last, they drew 700 players to play Sheepshead.
Wow.
And it's on again this year in early September, 9th and 10th, I believe, are the two dates that they play. It's a Friday and Saturday. And it's a pretty nice tournament. You can win $1,000 with a $25 entry fee playing Sheepshead. Not too bad.
No, it isn't. Well, let's go to Jim in Viroqua. Jim, hi. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling on behalf of the Card Club of South Street, Viroqua. And we play the three games you've named. We add Haas and Pfeffer to it. And first of all, I wanted to say that cards are therapy, just like life. It brings out everything. And I wanted to pass along a couple of versions of cribbage to you guys that we play. One is we play with two decks. Everybody gets a cribbage.
Oh.
And the second, yeah. And the second version is that we play backwards cribbage, which is the object is to lose.
Well, Dave, what do you think of that?
Wow, I don't know. That's, I'd have to see that played once or twice before I could even get into it.
I always liked cribbage because you could. It only takes two players, and so
you know
you could play with. I would play with my mother sometimes, and later I played with my wife. We'd play cribbage because you could, you know, it's a nice game to sit down, just the two of you, and play. And I can remember my mom getting a perfect hand, and it was the first time she'd ever got one. And she was very, very excited about it. Oh, man. Well, Jim, I thought you had some good points there. Thank you so much. Kel in Sugar Camp, your turn. Hi, Kel.
Well, hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. I was just thinking about 50 years ago when I was in college at UW-Milwaukee, I was in the geology department, and our department combined with two other geology departments, Michigan and Colorado, to take an 8-day river raft trip down Grand Canyon with a geology trip. And we taught people from all over the United States how to play sheepshead. And it was fun. After dinner, it took them a few days to get it figured out, but after dinner, it was fun.
Oh,
see, fond memories.
Oh, that is a fond memory. And you think about it, Hayden, I just turned to you. You think about it a little bit, and that's part of it, isn't it? It's so much fun, but the memories. You drew up a few from your days back home, but isn't that really a big part of why you play or why a person plays?
Oh, for sure. I mean, a lot of the friendships and people I've gotten to know even in the club here in Madison, I mean, it's crazy. Even we have even some staff and faculty and ex-faculty that even join us a few nights too. So it's fun to hear a lot of the stories that they tell as well. It's a really good connecting piece for a lot of the students.
Kel, I enjoyed that story. Thank you so much. Well, Connie and Portage, we'll go to you. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Sure. I wanted to tell you that I was born in Darlington, and I never heard of Sheepshead down there, but they played Euchre and 500. And so we had to move to Illinois. My father died, so my grandparents had moved down there, and I was like 9. And the Wisconsin people would come down. They'd have 4 or 5 tables. And Grandma said if I would be quiet, I could watch. And that's how I learned to play euchre. And now I'm 83, and I play twice a week. In fact, I play today at 1 o'clock. And it just, we laugh, and it just, for an old person, I just live for it.
Oh, man, what a great, Connie, thank you so much for calling. Dave, a comment on that?
Well, like I say, I don't know. I'm sure some of the guys that I play with on Fridays, cribbage, know how to play euchre, but I don't because I stuck with sheepshead and cribbage, And
but the,
I imagine if you learn a game when you're young, you stick with it.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, you do. Hayden, a comment on Connie's comment. The whole business of fun, and here she is in her 80s. I mean, it's something you can play your whole life, isn't it, Hayden?
Yeah, for sure. As long as you, I mean, it's as long as you have people to play with, it's definitely not something that's difficult, but it's definitely a lot of fun for a lot of people.
Yeah, Connie, thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. Hey, good luck today at 1 o'clock with your game. Oh, we're talking about three games right now. A little later on, we'll talk about seven other games with our guest who's the author of the book, Seven Games, A Human History. Oliver Rader will be our guest a bit later on. But right now, we're zeroing in on Sheepshead Cribbage and Euchre with our two guests, Dave Olazek and Hayden Honish. And here we've got the old card player, Tyler Ditter, our engineer, Jill Nadeau, our producer. She's got her green hat on today. I'm pretty sure that green shade that she always wears when she plays cards. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Taking a look at three iconic card games in Wisconsin that I'm willing to bet that at most of the people in this state have played one or the other of these games. We're talking about Euchre, we're talking about Sheep's Head, and we're talking about cribbage. Hayden Honish is president of UW-Madison's Euchre Club. Dave Olazek, a member of a monthly Sheep's Head Club, and he's also a regular at cribbage tournaments around the state. Questions, comments, experiences, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. Let's take some calls. Tony in Milwaukee, we'll go to you. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. Longtime listener, every time caller. But anyhow, one of the things that I understand about three games, I'm not very good at Euchre, okay at Sheep's Head, and very good at cribbage. Having me and my friend Brian just won the pitches tournament on the east side, which is a pretty sizable tournament held on Palm Sundays. But one of the things I understand about the game is that you have to be very good at BS, because BS will either cover it up if you're a bad player, or if you're a good player, it just makes everybody hate you.
Dave, what do you think of that?
That's quite. I've played in that tournament a couple of times. They also run a Sheepshead tournament there, don't they? At pitches, I've played that one too. But we play weekly Sheepshead, and every Friday, every Monday, and every Friday I play. So I'm out a couple of times a week playing cards, and we're getting a little excited. We're putting our entries in for that. It's supposed to be the Wisconsin State Sheepshead Tournament on September 9th and 10th in the Dells. And like I say, year before last, they drew 700 players all over the state came in and played in this tournament. So there's still a popular following for Sheepshead in the state, which is good. We're getting some younger players. And mainly the game is a lot of old guys play. but now when there's more and more younger people playing the game of Sheepshead, the finer points of the game, everybody knows how to play Sheepshead, but the finer points of the game is what they learn by playing in probably in a weekly get-together or playing with some people that know the game a little bit more. Longer than others. I've been playing Sheepshead probably 65 years. So.
Oh, wow. Well, Tony, thanks a lot for calling. Tom and Cable will go to you. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Appreciate the call.
Just a couple comments, quick question. My mother's family around the holidays would play a game they called Dirty Clubs, which was a version of Euchre, what I understand. And the The difference being you play just like euchre, except if a club comes up, then there's nothing. It's just like all of a sudden, hey, that it's trump, and then everybody just has to play with what they got. There's, you know, it kind of puts a stop on things. I don't know if anybody's heard of that. These people are from down, probably not too far from where you're from, Larry. They're down in the Driftless area. That's where my mom's family's from. And then my dad's family would play Smear, and I don't know if anybody plays Smear, but boy, I sure like that game. That's a favorite. And then the other thing I was going to say about cribbage was I always loved cribbage because I think cribbage is a perfectly balanced game. I always like the fact that you end up with four cards in your hand and the crib's got four cards. So, you know, and it alternates, and it's like, I just love the balance of that game. So anyway, I just thought I'd chime in with that, and I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Oh, Tom, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it very much. Hayden, a comment? Do you play dirty? Do you guys slip into dirty clubs once in a while?
We do, actually, quite a bit. We tend to play that one a lot more when you have larger groups. There's a cap based on cards. But we tend to play that when we have larger groups. And we're up north. I'm from north of Green Bay. So, I mean, it kind of spreads very far, that one, I would assume.
Yeah, and you're kind of playing on your own. Instead of having a partner, you're playing on your own.
Yes, yes.
So it's kind of euchre in a way, except you're playing for yourself all the time. And, when a club comes up, yep, you got to play. Everybody's got to play. That is correct. Kathy in Green Lake, you have a question or a comment? Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I think you might enjoy this story. I'm a lifelong educator, and about 35 years ago, I interviewed for my first job as an elementary school principal. I was meeting with the school board in the evening. The interview went till about midnight, and the last question they asked me was, do you play sheepset? And I didn't. Turns out, after every school board meeting, they'd adjourn to a tavern owned by one of the school board members and play till the wee hours. So I got the job, and I had my brother. I just crammed how to play sheepshead, so I was ready for the first school board meeting. And it turned out that they decided having this young woman on the as a part of the event, the meetings. It would be indelicate. Delicate to go out to the tavern and play a card. So they never played cards anymore after I was a part of the group. But sheepshead was an important part of getting that job.
That's a great story, Kathy. I appreciate it very much. So, sheepshead, do you play sheepshead? What a great, great question during an interview. Oh, man. Bob in Plain, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi. So I was out in Las Vegas probably the first time that the Badgers made the Final Four basketball tournament, and the newspaper there reported that the Badger players before the games would relax by playing a game that they had made up and named after Bob Euchre.
Oh, Hayden, have you ever heard that story?
I remember vaguely. Even in recent years, I've seen pictures of Badger players on buses and airplanes playing games in certain sections of the plane. So it's always cool to have like that greater connection. You just know how deep it spreads here at the university.
Yeah, but to have a reporter write that it was named, the game was named after Bob Euchre is pretty funny. Oh my gosh. Thanks, Bob. Dennis in Green Bay, your turn. Hi, Dennis.
Hi there.
What's on your mind?
Cribbage. I was just wondering if you ever played that on a flat board.
On a flat board.
Yeah, what we do is I learned this just last year, and we play with couples, with two or four people. And you make five each way is what you do. and you have partners. So you're each going opposite directions is what you're doing. So you're playing offense and defense. So you don't pick up the card until you're ready to play, and then you play it, and you try to make the runs and the 15s and everything. But while you're doing offense, you also have them playing the opposite way, so they're blocking you.
Oh, my goodness. Dave, hold on a second. You ever play cribbage that way?
No, never. On Friday mornings, we play six-handed cribbage. We morph the game into drawing for partners when we walk in. So it's three on a side. So the dealer and the person sitting to the dealer's right get four cards. Everybody else gets five cards. And they throw one card in to make the four cards in the crib. And you've got every other person is your partner. And we play 12 games, $5 a game, and we stick $5 in the pot for high hand. So whoever gets a 24 hand, or last week we had 3 16s, so they split that $30. So we morphed the game a little bit from a two-handed game to a six-handed game.
You know, that's kind of it's kind of the fun part of games, I think. You know, there are rules for the game of cribbage or the game of euchre or the game of sheep's head. But people, I think part of the fun sometimes is coming up with the variations, either on the rules or kind of new versions of the same game. Hayden, can you ever remember, do you guys have special rules when you play, or is it you play according to Hoyle?
Our club does actually, we play with some specific club rules, just kind of basic ones that everybody would know. Our club has actually added a special one as well. We call it the blind loner. So whenever you first call trump, you have the option of going alone on your hand, but you call that before you even look at your cards. So as your cards are laying down on the table, you don't touch them and you try and take all five. because it's almost impossible. If you get it, we award 8 points if you get all five. But if you lose it and the opposing team gets at least three of the five, they get 4 points. So we kind of use that as like an end of the game. We're losing by quite a lot. You just take a shot and go for it and go with whatever your cards are. So it's usually a really fun one for the club.
Oh, man, I love it. And Dennis, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. John in Brookfield, we'll go to you. Hi, John.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call.
I've got a couple of comments, a comment on each game, which I think is pretty unique. One was the crisscross, that flat board cribbage, crisscross cribbage, they call it.
Yeah.
You play it on a flat board, and it's really an interesting game because you do play offense and defense at the same time. So it's really a fun game. You can play it against two people or four people, however many you want. Sometimes it gets so competitive that we have to play cooperative cribbage where we try to get the most points on the board in total. But it's really different than the normal cribbage game. The second comment I had was on sheephead. The most fun I've ever had playing sheephead was we played eight-handed sheephead, and the black queens are partners. You only get four cards, but the weak side, they have to lead trump, which is so unusual to lead trump. So you get the black queens to fall. Sometimes you get them to fall together. Sometimes, you know, they don't get many points on their tricks. And the six people playing against the two can really make it more times than not, even though the black queens are partners. Last comment was on euchre. My brother got me going on euchre as far as there's an online site called Trickster. And you can go on there and you can play against friends across the country, and they can join your specific game, and you can play against your friends wherever they might be. You know, it's really fun. I play with my sister in Seattle, and we have a great time.
Oh, that is really cool.
Yes.
You know, Hayden, have you guys ever played that that way? Did you ever use Trickster?
Last year, yes. Last year, because of COVID, we actually hosted all our weekly meetings through Trickster and then used an online kind of voice chat platform. So we actually, of course, attendance was a little lower last year, but Trickster is actually a really good website because it helps you learn the game as well, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I'll be darned. That's one I didn't know about. I'm glad to learn about that. John, thank you so much for calling. Thor in Viroqua will give you a chance. Hi, Thor.
Hi.
You got a comment on cribbage, I bet.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, when I was in the Navy in 1956, a kid from Minneapolis and I were playing cribbage when the battleship Wisconsin hit a destroyer and did some damage. Nobody got killed. But anyway, the ship was decommissioned, and I was involved on a commission board when it was recommissioned in 88, and I got a bunch of this old teak wood and had a friend of mine make a bunch of cribbage boards out of the old teak wood. It was tough wood to work with, and was able to give those to guys that served on the board with me.
Oh, you played a lot of cribbage.
You know, and if I'd have been in the submarines, I'd have been a hell of a lot better player, I think.
Oh, man, that is a great story, Thor. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. And Chris also has a comment, I think, about cribbage from Chris from Wanakee. So let's just go there. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, appreciate the call.
So I play cribbage a couple times a week with a bunch of guys. We're all a little bit beyond our prime years, but there are eight of us in total, and there are many times when the total doesn't show up. So we've developed games for every possibility because we all like to be together at the table, and we just play for fun. And a lot of old man trash talking. But we play five-handed, seven-handed. And in those games, what we do is everybody gets eight cards. Or not everybody, but the dealer gets eight cards. So everybody deals once. And they get to create both their crib and their hand. It sounds like a good deal. Sometimes it is. Often it isn't. And whoever gets the farthest up the board is the winner. But we have a lot of fun doing that. And then I played sheepset a lot as a kid. I grew up in Menominee Falls, actually. And I get together with guys I went to high school with a couple times a year, and we pull out the deck and we play, again, fun sheepset. And it's a lot of fun. I also play sheepset on my phone. That can be a little addictive. But these are great games, and I'm very happy that my dad taught them to me when I was about 7 years old. So.
Chris, great story. I love the variations on cribbage, and I love all of the kind of the creative thinking that goes into versions of these games. Now, Ginny in Madison emailed, the sheepshead players who are ready for a new challenge, she says, should consider learning to play Scott, or Scat. Scott, I think it's called. Her father, Joe Wergen of Madison, was an international authority on it, and he considered it the king of card games and always said Scott is to chess what sheepshead is to checkers. What do you think, Dave?
I've heard of that game. I've never played it, but I have a couple of buddies that I think I grew up with still play that game. Not real popular. Like, once you get away from Milwaukee, it's hard to find sheepshead players that play. There's two forms of sheepshead, a called ace, where you call a fail ace, which is... It's three against two.
Yeah.
And you call a partner or jack of diamonds. Whoever's holding the jack of diamonds is automatically the partner. So there's the two forms of sheephead that I know that I play 90% of the time. I say 95% of the time, the called ace form of sheephead. But once you get away from Milwaukee, it's all jack of diamonds.
Yeah.
So
it is indeed. And I've got to mention, by the way, Joe Wergen, he was in McFarland, actually. He might have lived in McFarland at one point. And for Scott, that's who the Hoyle people called when they wanted to get a ruling on the directions for playing. They called Joe Wergen. And I interviewed him many years ago on the show. So that was great. So, Hayden, by the way, your club, how many members you got?
So according to our website, we have a little over 100. We meet every Tuesday night. Roughly we get, just because of classes and schedules and stuff like that, we get about 20 or 30 a night, which is pretty good for us. All we do is just throw some music on, play for a couple hours, and just kind of take a break from classes. It tends to be a lot of fun for a lot of people.
And what's your website?
So we operate through the Wisconsin Involvement Network website. So if you go to the WisconsinInvolvementNetwork.com or .edu and then type in Euchre Club at UW-Madison, you should find us there, some information. Sadly, because of university rules, we are only open to students and staff.
Yeah.
But hopefully in the future, I might be looking into, if there's interest in it, and getting some weekend stuff where we can involve more of the community as well.
Well, Hayden and Dave, it's been a pleasure talking with you both about euchre and cribbage and sheep's head. All three great games. And Joe Wergen, the comment about Joe, he said he always considered Scott the king of card games. He said Scott is to chess as sheep's head is to checkers. And speaking of chess and checkers, our next guest has written a book that involves not only chess and checkers, but five other games as well. And the topic of that, his book is Seven Games. Oliver Rader will be coming up next. But in the meantime, thank you both very much for being with us. It's been a lot of fun, lots of good calls, and maybe we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you both very much. Hayden Honish, president of UW-Madison's Euchre Club. He's a junior studying communication arts. Dave Olizek, a member of what used to be the last Thursday of the month club. Now he plays Mondays, and he plays on Mondays, a sheep's head. He's also a regular at cribbage tournaments around the state, plays a lot of cribbage as well. It's great to have both of them with us. But coming up, you're going to learn some really interesting things about seven other games from our guest, who, that's the title of his book, Seven Games, A Human History, Oliver Rader, our guest next. I'm Larry Mueller.